This right here in my hand right now is just plain ordinary bread. There is nothing special about what is in my hand right now. It's just tasteless, unleavened, boring bread. But in a few minutes, in about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, it depends on how long I preach, 20, 25 minutes, I'm going to call down the Holy Spirit upon this piece of bread, and it's going to be transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. In a few minutes, this piece of bread is going to become God. Now, that change that's going to take place is not a physical change. Nothing physical will change. Unless there's a Eucharistic miracle here tonight, which would be awesome. It's happened a few times in the history of the church. But barring that, nothing physically will change. But a real change will happen. We call it a substantial change. What it is will change. Even though it's still going to look like bread, it's still going to taste like bread, what it actually is will become the body and blood of Christ. If only we had the eyes of faith to see and believe. Our readings this weekend provide us in the first reading of the gospel with two great examples of a fundamental principle of our faith. And the principle is this: God uses physical things in order to communicate invisible mysteries. Let me say that again. God uses physical things in order to communicate invisible mysteries. How do we see that? Well, in the first reading, we hear about the story of the anointing of King David. This happened 3,000 years ago, 1,000 years before the time of Christ. The prophet Samuel was sent to Jesse, and he was supposed to anoint one of Jesse's sons as the king of Israel. And he goes there, and he's not sure which one it is. And God makes it clear it's this one, the youngest one, David, who's probably just a teenage boy at the time. And so Samuel pours the oil. He anoints his head. He pours oil over his head. And the scripture says at that moment, the Spirit of God rushed upon David. God uses physical things to communicate invisible mysteries. If you were there that day 3,000 years ago and you were watching Samuel come up to this teenage boy, what would you have seen with your eyes, your physical eyes? All you would have seen was a prophet, Samuel, a teenage boy, and you'd see oil getting poured on his head. That's all you would have seen. But with the eyes of faith, you could see what the scripture says, that the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him at that moment. God worked through this physical thing, oil, to communicate an invisible mystery, his Spirit. This story is a great foreshadowing of the sacrament of confirmation. How appropriate that many of our young people here tonight are going to be confirmed this Tuesday. Many of us here are already confirmed. At your confirmation, or to you to be about to be confirmed this Tuesday, what's going to happen to you? When you come forward, or when we came forward at our confirmation, a priest or a bishop, they anointed our head with oil. What did our senses perceive at that moment? We felt the touch of the oil. You might have smelled the oil too, because it smells really good. You felt, you smelt, you saw. But what was actually happening there? God uses physical things to communicate invisible mysteries. What was actually happening there is that we were being anointed with the Holy Spirit. That the invisible Holy Spirit was, boom, coming down upon us through that physical anointing. The gospel today, a similar thing happens. What happens in the gospel? Jesus heals a blind man, but he does it in a way unlike other healings in the gospels. He heals several blind people in the gospels, but this time is different. Sometimes he heals blind people and he just, boom, does it. He just says, You can see and they can see. But what does he do this time? Well, John tells us it's a little different. A blind man comes to him and Jesus spits on the ground and then mixes his spit with the dirt to make some clay, some mud, which is kind of gross. And then he takes that clay, that mud, and then he wipes it on the guy's eyes, which is even grosser. And then he tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, this pool in Jerusalem. And he goes, he washes, and then he can see. Why did Jesus do this? Why didn't he just snap his fingers and let him see? Why did he do this? To help us remember the lesson that God uses physical things to communicate invisible mysteries. Through these physical things, saliva, dirt, water, he brought the invisible power of God's healing grace to this man. This healing has always been seen as a foreshadowing of the sacrament of baptism. What happens when we're baptized? We're washed with physical water so that we might see. Not physical sight, but spiritual sight. That I might come to see the invisible realities of this world. Those who are not baptized, those without the grace of God in their soul, they're blind spiritually. Baptism gives us eyes to see a whole new reality, the invisible world. And again, it doesn't mean I see it with my physical eyes. There are some people who can. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it means I have the faith to believe that the invisible world is real and that God communicates invisible realities through physical things. Again, that's what's going to happen here in a few moments. This simple physical object, an unleavened piece of bread, what I see, what I taste, what I feel, is going to be an instrument to make present the invisible mystery of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. There is nothing physical that I can use to prove in a few minutes that this is going to be Jesus. It is 100% based on faith. Thus, only those with the eyes of faith can see the reality of the Eucharist, can see the reality of the invisible world. Back in 2019, there was a survey done of Catholics in the United States. Maybe Father Richards talked about this. And the survey asked Catholics about questions about their faith, specifically about the Eucharist. And the survey of American Catholics said that only 1/3 of Catholics in this country believed in the Church's teaching about the Eucharist, that the Eucharist actually becomes the body and blood of Christ at Mass. 2/3 just said, it's just a symbol. It's not really anything but bread. That means 2/3 of the Catholics in this country do not have faith. They're blind to the reality of what actually happens here at Mass. They're blind to the invisible realm that baptism is meant to help us see. Do you realize that there are angels right here with us now? Hundreds of them. We all have our own personal guardian angel. We also know there are angels that specifically guard the Eucharist, tabernacles. We know that there are angels too that guard parishes. I mean, there could be hundreds, there could be thousands. There's angels here with us. I can't see them with my physical eyes, but with the eyes of faith, I know they're here. And again, as I mentioned, there are some people who are given these great gifts of the Spirit that they can actually physically see the invisible world. I've met people like this. There are great saints from our tradition. I think about a great saint like Saint Padre Pio, who was a priest in Italy in the 20th century. He died in the 1960s. Padre Pio's daily masses would often be 3 hours long. Not because he would preach super long, but because he was so consumed with the invisible mystery that was present at every Mass. He could see the reality that this is not just bread, it actually is God. And that sight just allowed him to adore and adore for hours on end. I think about people like Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, who could see Christ in the poor in a profound way. It's a famous story about Mother Teresa. One time she was in Rome to have a private meeting with John Paul II, the Pope. And she's on the way to the Vatican. Someone's driving her. And they're at a stoplight in Rome. And she looks out the window of the car and she sees a homeless person on the street. She gets out of the car and tells the people in the car, "Tell the Pope I can't make it. I got to go talk to Jesus." She missed an appointment with the Pope because Jesus is more important than the Pope. And she could so see Jesus in every person, especially the poor. That's faith. That's the kind of faith that God wants to give all of us. And all we have to do is ask for it. Jesus says, "Ask and you shall receive." He wants to give us that faith that we could truly see. Again, maybe not with our physical eyes, only a few people get that blessing, but truly with our spiritual eyes, the realities of our world, the realities of the invisible world, the reality that God uses physical things to communicate invisible mysteries. What happened to the blind man in the gospel after he was healed? Jesus finds him and he reveals who he really is, that he's not just a prophet, that he's the Son of Man, he's the divine Son of God. And how does the blind man respond? The last line of the gospel, it says, he worshiped him. You don't worship a man, you worship God. He was blind, but now he can see. Now he has physically he can now see, but now spiritually he can see that the man standing before him, this physical man who just looks like a man, is actually not just a man. He's actually God in the flesh. And so we worship God, and he worshiped him. Every single day, I pray a very simple prayer. 4 words. Lord, increase my faith. Every day, Lord, increase my faith. I want to have that kind of faith to believe in the Eucharist, to believe in all the sacraments, to believe in the angels, to believe in everything our faith teaches us, because it's all real, even though I don't see it. And I trust that God can work through these physical things to communicate these invisible mysteries to me. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for that faith. Let's pray that God would increase our faith. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, help me to truly see.